Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here, and you're going to be glad you were me because we got Bill Schley back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. He's also the author of the new book, Microscript Rules, The Microscript Rules, I guess I should say. And he's back. He's here and to talk to us about how you and I can make sure that we get our message across, that we do a good job of getting our message across so that people will remember us and come back later on. Bill Schley, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always.
What's that?
Hey, Bill, one of the things I wanted to ask you is President Obama, in talking about what happened in the election a week ago, seemed to indicate that he thought I'm not going to say that he thought the reason he lost the Democrats lost so much was just because of this, but it seemed to indicate that he thought it was a factor, and that was that he didn't get his message out properly, that there was some deficiency in the way he delivered his message. What do you think about that kind of a observation?
Well, I think there's a great message for people, for small business people particularly, because you know, small business people are on the front lines every day of business and selling and these kinds of things. And, you know, they can't fool around with silly, dumb commercials like big corporations. You know, they have to get out there and really give people a reason to buy every day. Here's why I was thinking that. You know, everybody's, my dad is 90 years old, just had his 90-year-old birthday, and he's a World War II veteran. He's a child of the Depression.
Congratulations.
He was a very successful entrepreneur and CEO, very successful guy. He remembers 14 living presidents. So we're asking about this. Why is Obama? What's wrong with Obama? I mean, whether you like his policies or not, everybody said he was a big communicator, but he's not getting something across. And so here's what my dad said. Look, you can take all the pundits who are saying that he's too intellectual, or he doesn't communicate, or his policies are bad. He says they're close to the truth, but he says not that complicated. My dad takes complicated things and makes them simple. That's what he does. Dad says, this is what I like. When I was coming up in business, he said, there was no such thing as marketing or branding. He said, it was called selling. He said, in all history, if you built a if you built a better mousetrap, the world never beat a path to your door. That's fake. The people thought you were a pain in the blank if you built a better mousetrap. You have to show them why they need it. You have to sell every day. And he said, you go back in history, these presidents, they were masters of salesmanship. FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, was a master. The Kennedys, Johnson. But you see, you look at, here's one reason you can say that. You can ask any school kid.
You forgot Bill.
And Reagan, sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But you go back and you ask any school kid to tell you what Franklin Roosevelt said, and they will come up with a whole playlist of great phrases. You know, 6, 7, 8 words long. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, right? You can, the New Deal. Things like that. You can go, John F. Kennedy, his first hour in office, gave the world a great phrase to remember him by, ask not, right?
Right.
Everybody in the audience.
Right.
Now look at Obama. Can you remember one thing he said?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because he speaks in these long, intellectual, you know, sort of snooty, Ivy League ways.
The other thing is he doesn't just he won't answer a question he delivers the dissertation in an answer to a question
no no and exactly
I
So then I got to thinking about what he's not selling. What's selling 101? Selling 101 is you use the plainest, most straightforward language that you can. You don't use, like Obama will say something like a dual discourse when he's talking about a conversation. But Franklin Roosevelt called it a fireside chat, you know?
Yeah.
Obama, they would say, and if you don't get out in front, this is a lesson of all your listeners, if you don't get out in front and tell your story, I guarantee you that your competitors will tell it for you, and you won't like the punchlines.
You won't like the punchline. Exactly. Hey, Bill,
no, Slay, you won't.
Folks, when we come back, I'm going to remind you of something I've told you about before that I learned from someone else, and that fits in with what Bill's talking about, and it's all about a razor. We're going to do that after these messages. Bill Schley is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. 20 till. Stay with us.
I was walking down the street one day. A man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.